12:49 is the time. Political developments on both sides of the Atlantic. It's probably fair to say that the ructions in Washington are rather greater at the moment than the ructions in Westminster, but that has become pretty much par for the course in the last year or so. Simon Marks of Feature Story News joins me live on the line. So we knew on Friday that arrests were going to occur today. We now know who is facing charges, Simon.
Absolutely, James. Very big developments here for the Trump administration, because it is President Trump's former campaign director, Paul Manafort, and a former business associate of his by the name of Rick Gates, who have both been ordered now to surrender to federal authorities. This is absolute hard and fast confirmation of what we learnt late on Friday and over the weekend, that the special prosecutor, Robert Mueller, had filed charges against, we knew at least one individual, in court under seal on Friday. Those charges will be unsealed, and we'll get to see exactly what kind of allegations Mr. Manafort and Mr. Gates are facing within the course of the next few hours. It's understood that they are preparing to surrender themselves. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that one of the charges Mr. Manafort will be facing is tax fraud that could be related to the creation of a set of bank accounts in Cyprus that he used to process money from clients that he had in Russia and Ukraine. Now, the Trump administration, of course, was braced for this. If you follow Donald Trump on Twitter, you will be aware that he was in full fulmination and obfuscation mode all weekend, insisting that the authorities ought to be investigating Hillary Clinton, not himself or his own associates. But I think you're going to see the White House move very quickly to say, if these are tax fraud charges, that once again they have nothing to do with collusion between President Trump's election campaign team and the Russians. But look, the optics of this are obviously dreadful for the President of the United States, the man who was running his election campaign for a good chunk of 2016, now being required to surrender himself to federal authorities as part and parcel of the investigation into ties between the Trump team and the Russians, an investigation that absolutely continues to grind away.
And I suppose we have to point out that Fox News will currently be talking about something completely, anything completely different.
Well, they'll be talking about Hillary Clinton and the uranium deal, which has suddenly become the big talking point for Republicans, allegations that they're making that Hillary Clinton agreed to the sale of assets in a uranium company in a bid that that was basically outsourcing national security to the Russians. There's a lot more sizzle than steak to that particular story, as far as we can tell at the moment, but it's definitely something that Donald Trump wants to talk about rather than talking about Robert Mueller's investigation. But you know, James, I think this reignites one big central question here. Is Donald Trump going to allow Robert Mueller to continue in office, to continue leading this investigation, or is he going to do what reflexively I think we all know he really wants to do, which is to fire Mr. Mueller and to try and bring the investigation to an end? That would be an incredibly dangerous thing for Donald Trump to do, but, you know, with people being arrested and people directly tied to Donald Trump being arrested, the stakes in that Oval Office are beginning to change pretty dramatically.
Indeed they are, although a big test for the Constitution, let alone the integrity of Congress, around the corner if any of what Simon Marks has just described does transpire. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent, joining me live. Many thanks indeed. 12:54 is the time. Back to